This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
No, we're not. Being God, keep in mind that some people claim that he was God. And but being God, he prayed. Okay, now the question is, if he's God.
As man, he
prayed. Okay, so to whom? To whom?
To himself.
But he wasn't saying that.
Does he have to say that?
Yes. I couldn't do a good job. And then he says, no, I did. Well, you are a mystery. You said you were a mystery. I couldn't understand you. So, in one place, God, you're saying, I am X. In another place, you're saying, I am Y. In another place, you're saying, I am Z. What are you? I couldn't understand you. So, that's why...
Yeah, but I wanted to say something, right? Because I've always thought of humans is that Jesus didn't want to go around and say, look, here I am God. He wanted people...
And why did you go around saying he's God? He didn't do it.
But
He wanted to keep the teacher. To find out who they were for themselves. Right. Like when you went to the disciples, who does men of God say I am? Some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this. But Peter, who do you say I am? He said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And what did Jesus turn to Peter and say? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, the natural man, but of my Father which is in heaven. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be
held. How does all that we use told you?
Yes.
Through that Jesus actually claimed to be God, or even Peter, when he was speaking to Jesus, said he is God. Christ is not God. Christ is not God. Because Peter said, you're the Christ. That's upon this rock I will build my church. His name was Petros, which means rock,
yes.
Stone, right? Yes. Christ does not mean God. He was never called God. Never. Even the point in the Gospel of John, you know, when Thomas says, my God, my Lord, is big. It is not a clear reference to Jesus. In fact, Jesus, to the contrary, when Mary Magdalene, you know, in chapter 20, verse 17, the Gospel of John, when he is ascending onto the heavens, he said, I ascend onto my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. He's either a liar, Jesus, if he's God, he's either a liar, or you people misunderstood him. Because he's saying, I am ascending onto my God. If he is God himself, then why are you saying, I am ascending onto my God? He should be saying, I am ascending to myself. I am God, I am going back to myself.
Can I ask a question then? Who was speaking in the book of Revelation when he says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning?
What does that mean?
And the last. Okay. And I'm coming back. Was not Jesus speaking there in red in the book of Revelation?
Does that make him good?
He's coming back.
No,
he's the King of Kings.
Alpha and Omega making God system. There's Alpha and Omega making God.
Yes, he is God.
Okay, in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3, Melchizedek says, I don't have a father, I don't have a mother. I am the. I don't have no beginning and I have no end. Is he God as well? Same standard.
But that's not literal. No,
same standard.
No, but why is that not literal?
No, that's not literal.
No, she's not.
It's pointing you somewhere.
She's asking.
No. It's pointing you somewhere.
No, one second. Yeah.
It's pointing you somewhere.
What did she say?
Yes. My point here is, which one is not sinful? I believe in God and he's one. Not five in one, three in one. Our sister saying he's one, but it's three persons in one. One second. Which one makes more sense to you? Which one's more clear?
But Ali, do you know that you're made up of three parts? The body, the soul, and the spirit?
The soul and spirit is the same.
But the mind?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
What's the difference?
What's
the difference between the soul and the spirit?
Your soul is where your emotion is, where your mind is, but the spirit side of you is the God side of you.
Who defines that?
Remember, who defines that?
Who told you that that's what it means?
I thought that's what it means.
No, but I can't. Like, you need to understand, sister. You're telling me that if I say to you, this cotton is made out of plastic and some sunflower oil, you need to tell me where did you get that from? Do you get what I'm trying to say? But I just want to come back to this question, sister. Look, we're saying we worship God alone. Our friends are saying we worship God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How many gods? One God. I'm asking very simple. A minute ago, I said, would you worship statues? He said, no, my innate disposition was
saying. But wait.
Like, this is really crucial.
But Jesus never taught that.
He never taught that.
My question is, when did the doctrine of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, when did it become the established doctrine of the Christian Church? When?
Constantine, 350?
Anyone, do you know?
No, I don't.
Nicaea.
The late 4th century.
No, it's not Nicaea.
It was in the year 381. which is almost 350
years after. Yeah. I just said that by accident. I was just in Nigeria, it's a
who started
you see
the
that the
these were Neoplatonic, Neoplatonic Greek philosophers who happened to be Christians, who wanted to justify or explain the issue of logos, which is to be found in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, in the light of Greek philosophy, what we call Stoicism. It is complicated. I don't expect you to understand it. What you were given as a child when you were born in Africa or in Jamaica or in the UK or wherever, okay? But you were born, when you were born, you were told, child, God is three, okay? God the Father, God the Son, God the Son. Okay, three in one, okay? God is one being, three persons. Just know that. It's like me, child. It's like me telling my child.
No, until I gave my life to Christ, I didn't know that. And I gave my life to Christ in 92. I didn't
which
know
Christ
that.
Did you give your life to? Which Christ?
The God then, of the heaven and the earth.
But he never said, I'm God.
Somebody taught you.
On I told
the,
you.
On the day of judgment, when you die, when you will face him, he will tell you, I never said, I'm God. Why did you worship me? Why did you worship me when I never said, I'm God? I worship. Who did Jesus worship? Which God? Who did he worship? In the God, in the Garden of Gethsemane, in chapter 26, book of Matthew, when he goes and falls on his face, like Muslims do, fall on their faces, just like Jesus did. Who did he pray
to? So you want to say that Jesus was a Muslim then?
No, I'm saying Jesus prayed like us and we pray like him. That's what I'm saying.
Who did he pray?
Yes.
Who did he pray?
I can stand here and pray.
Okay, okay.
And God can hear me.
Chapter 26, verse 36.
No.
Do you have a Bible?
Who did he
anyone has a Bible?
Who did Jesus pray?
Okay. Wait, I will demonstrate to you right now how Jesus prayed. That's the first point. The second point we will establish who he prayed to. So read it and I will demonstrate
to you. Yeah, but can you tell the sister, because she's the one who wants to learn. Who did Jesus pray to?
Okay, we will come to that. First, when we see how he prayed,
no, we're not.
Being God, keep in mind that some people claim that he was God. And
but
being
you know
God, he prayed. Okay, now the question is, if he's God.
As man, he
prayed.
Okay, so to whom? To whom?
To himself.
But he wasn't saying that.
One second.
Does he have to say that? Does he have to say that?
Yes.
Oh, does he have to say that?
Did you hear that?
No.
Yes.
To himself then.
You read that. Matthew 26, 36.
I'm not confused. I'm not confused.
Okay.
Okay.
And he went.
Things, because it's really important. Does that make sense to you that Jesus worshipped himself?
Okay. Well, that's Matthew. Matthew.
We're not even minded.
A little further. Fell on his face. You want me to fall on my face right now?
Yes.
Okay, move. I don't want to make such a not to people. Mecca is that way.
How do you know that it's that way?
Because
so we checked.
So the verse, read it.
I'll read it.
You know, we demonstrated this in Africa. In Africa, in Uganda. You know how many people came to Islam? Just by, there was a pastor there. I asked the pastor to come and pray like Jesus. And we read the verses. He wouldn't trust me. He would not, his neck wouldn't bow. Right? He didn't want to do it. He was standing like this. And I did this.
No, wait, I didn't say anything. You can't. Jesus went a little further.
Yes, a little further.
And fell on his face.
Fell on his face.
And prayed.
And he prayed.
Like we do.
This is exactly the Muslim.
So where in the Bible is that?
Matthew 26:39.